Emma Huber from TOMA joins us. You've brought students to this conference before, right?
Correct. This year I have two students here.
When you bring students to the forum, what do you feel they get out of it when they go back?
I really like Wisconsin FFA's Farm Forum Conference because it's for my students who are interested in going into the ag industry, or if they're curious about the agricultural industry, it kind of pushes them towards it or gives them an opportunity to think about other facets of the agricultural industry. So I push my juniors towards this one if they're interested in agriculture after high school.
Have you found that the conference has changed and developed new tools through the years to help out these students?
I think definitely as the agricultural industry has expanded itself and diversified, the conference has done the same. And in the most recent years, we've seen a lot of social media tools being brought. And so this year, I know there's at least two workshops that students will be able to go to that shows them how to share their story and also how to have those difficult conversations with consumers or people outside of the agricultural industry aren't connected as much to help bring them into it and close that gap between farmer and consumer.
Now, as an educator, do you find that bringing the students out to a conference like this also helps because you're getting them away from their comfort zone and into an area with other students from other cities and talking about issues that they may not get into at home?
Definitely. I love seeing my students make friendships, carry those on, and with social media, they're able to do that even easier now. And then also just getting them past their comfort zone of, they get into the grind of the same students in their classes, and so we bring them here, and they have to be partners with or learn with someone else, which helps them grow, but also helps them network, which is definitely a huge part of the ag industry as well.
What advice would you have for the younger FFA students that aren't quite to the junior level yet and maybe looking forward to a conference like this ahead?
I encourage all my members to take advantage of as many opportunities as possible. I can present them with all of these different things, but unless they step up and take advantage of them, they'll never know what's out there for them. And so I hope that all of my students and even FFA members that aren't mine are interested in taking advantage of all those opportunities, build themselves up, and once we're done with them in FFA, they can go out and make a positive difference in the agricultural community as a whole.
I'm guessing that with the partnership with Farm Bureau, you've maybe seen some of your own students move on to YFA as well.
Definitely. And with Collegiate Farm Bureaus at Platteville, River Falls, and Madison now too, those have come about in the last few years. We see our students be able to be connected at the collegiate level and then pass that with the young farmers and agriculturalists. It's really neat to see them stay connected through a wider scope.
As an educator, you probably get a big smile on your face when you see someone that went through your program maybe 2, 3, 5 years ago and where they are now. A program like this can really help a young person grow, can't it?
It definitely can. It definitely gives them so many opportunities.
Anything you want to add today?
I just think that the Wisconsin FFA and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation have such a great partnership, and I hope to see it continue to grow and Farm Bureau continue to partner with us to allow our members to grow themselves and take advantage of everything they have for opportunities.
I'm going to ask you a background question. Tell us a little bit about TOMA FFA. How many students you got in there? Is there any, what some of their interests are, what they might be thinking?
So background, TOMA FFA. I'm actually from TOMA originally, graduated, went to Platteville, came back. This is my first year as an advisor there. We have two advisors, myself and Nelda Bailey. We have graduating class sizes of about 250, so about 1,000 students in our high school. And between our middle school and high school program, we have about 150 members last year. So for a large size community of TOMA, about 10,000 people, we have a pretty good rural background as well, and bringing in now with things like hydroponics, aquaponics, horticulture end of things, we're seeing a lot of our more urban students interested in our courses as well.
And where TOMA is located, you're close enough to see lots of different types of agriculture too. You're close to the cranberries, you're close to the dairy farms, you see a lot down there.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have such a wide variety of agriculture just in our backyard. And with the cranberries and being in the cranberry capital of Wisconsin, we do have a lot of opportunities to partner with the cranberry marshes and show our students, starting with our Food for America programs, what that industry involves. And so many of us take that for granted because we're used to it being there. Everyone is from, knows, or is related to someone who lives on a cranberry marsh. And so that provides our students so many opportunities they don't even understand.
Of course, just to your west, you got a lot of dairy in Monroe mm-hmm. County, so, and to the south as well, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, definitely. We see dairy, horses, beef cattle, vegetables. We have a huge variety in the Toma area.